Okay, so I'm going to share with you my past Instagram workflow, and I will say that I threw a lot of spaghetti at the wall, right? Like this is sort of what's required to building a large audience. So I started with a personal account, and I'll actually show you. I went through that's so funny. Okay, let's keep this. It's funny. Do you see me? Do you
Yes,
see me?
this is good. This is good. Yeah. This is the fancy Zoom.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I went all the way back. I went all the way back to to when my Instagram was personal. Okay, you might see weird stuff real quick. I'm a love coach. I talk about sex and love and dating and relationships. So just know that you might see some stuff. I hope you don't clutch your pearls. This is my Instagram, and this is, I don't know, let's see, what is this? 2016. Right. So in
Nice.
2016, I was just posting regular content of my travels. Right. And at some point, when I moved to Montreal in 2016, 2017, I started making content. So this is just me climbing. There's dog stuff. There's friend stuff. There's stupid selfies.
And I
You
know this,
know,
it's just 33 likes, 50 likes. Yeah.
yeah, exactly. Right. I'm eating a bagel, two likes. Right. Like this is just normal Instagram stuff. Right. Dog on a plane, seven likes, right? You get more likes when you
Seven
put
comments.
weird seven comments, right? So this is a small account at this point. And then I became the Love Drive, right? Again, very few engagement with my account. And I started making videos on Instagram, or sorry, making videos on YouTube and posting them. That was sort of the beginning of
And we
the
could
kind
see
of
the
content.
videos with a little play button on the top right. Yeah, those are.
Here's a video. It doesn't have the audio, but basically, this was basically pretty much the first thing I posted about breakups, right? So I didn't warn my audience that this was going to happen. I just posted the video, and then it was mixed in with all my other stuff. So I started with a personal account. And then at some point, I started giving free love advice on the street, and I would post, I would post images of that. Again, not a ton
But
of
it's a unique
engagement.
story.
It's a unique story. Yeah, people love a story, right? People love a story. So over time, now we're in 2017.
Yeah,
I'm
getting more
posting,
likes. Yeah.
I'm getting more likes. I'm posting more. Look, there's 20 comments here on this pickup artist workshop video. I went to Burning Man, I gave free love advice. I'm still sprinkling in personal stuff. But I'm starting to create more content that is business related.
Yeah.
At this point, I have a podcast, and I'm trying to make photos of me and my guests. And again, it's not getting a lot of engagement. I think until I start creating these audiograms or these, right, here it goes. I start
Yeah.
creating these snackable, shareable posts, right?
These
So now
are
we're looking at
carousels, right?
No, they're not. They're not. This little arrow is just showing you that there's something in the caption here.
Okay, got it. Got it. Yeah.
Right. So this is where this is where the algorithm is sort of like, oh, this person's creating stuff that's shareable. Right. And they're really not everyone can handle the full power of your love. There's nothing too selfish about self-love. They're very simple, right? There's nothing super deep about this stuff, but it's stuff that we need remembering, right? And
And
so,
we're going to have an upcoming segment on snackable content, but just this is in some examples. Yeah.
these are examples of snackable content. And so, this is sort of what this was like the past workflow was just creating little posts, and then I would write stuff. And look, hashtags. I had my hashtags.
Do you think they helped?
So, I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Try it. And if it works, great. And if it doesn't, then you tried something, right? So basically, this was sort of the past workflow for a while. I would do these posts. And then I started, I think this is right here, the very first Q&A that I turned into a reel in 2019. And this is sort of now what I do full time. I pretty much only do this stuff.
And it got a lot of likes.
And it got a lot of likes. It got a lot of likes, and it got a lot of comments, right?
Generally,
And
I
I
just
mean,
want to say real quick, someone else who's like a viral creator just told me that their most viral content recently was answering some of the common questions that people ask them a lot that they really wanted to know. So there we go.
Yeah, the basic stuff that people want to know about your industry, right?
Yes, exactly.
So basically, I'm just going to fast forward, but now I'm doing a mix of reels and posts. And I'm pretty much doing one reel, one post a day. And that's been kind of the past workflow, right? At some point, I started writing on Medium. And like, here's an example of a post I have on Medium. And I would look at the sections that were highlighted, right? And so this one has like five highlights. And so I would use this. My need for clarity and commitment conflicted with hers for freedom. That's not a great one, but maybe like
Yeah, that's actually pretty good. I mean that could be a that could be the image thing that had a caption.
that could be the image, and then you're like, whoa, what was her need for freedom? And then you go to the caption and you read more, right? And so I was sort of using Medium to figure out what should I be posting, right? So this was definitely like a big throwing a lot of things at the wall to see what was working. And then here's when I started doing lives, right? So with just myself, I just hit the camera, I hit the record button, and I just started talking for like 10 minutes about
And
this idea that
it got more views than your other videos.
it got more views. Yeah, it got a lot of views. I mean, who knows how long people stuck around for this, but
Sure.
and as you can see, the comments are steadily going up, right?
Yes. This
But
is 3 years later,
this is
by the
three
way.
years later. Yeah, exactly. And then I started like, oh, look, I'm going to change my design. I've got like this new color now that like I paid for or something, or I designed on Canva. And now I've got a new style of post. So basically, I'm just throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. And like every now and then, you're going to have to like try new stuff. And so now I have a different, even different. Now I'm using different colors. And if you keep scrolling, now I've got different. I mean, I'm just never happy with the way things look. Now I've got a whole new thing, right? So
Yeah,
I'm
it's like
just.
it's this is important. Like it's okay to change your brand, like your at least your graphic, your visual brand
Totally.
throughout. Yeah.
Yeah. And like now, look, this thing's got 100 comments, right? Because it's a photo of
Wow.
me, and there's probably some. Here's an intro post. Hi, I'm Sean, and I'm a love coach. And then I talk about what I do. Right. And this was a question that we had. Should we do an intro post? And I think, yeah, you should do an intro post every 3 months or something. Write something that's new and fresh. Right. So that's basically the past workflow was reels, posts, and writing. And then at some point, I pivoted to, I really actually enjoyed this. I went to Twitter. And I would write a post on Twitter and then I would screenshot that. So like, here's an example of that. I
A
would write a
lot of people do
post.
this, actually, you know?
They do it because it's
Yeah.
clean, right? And so I can
Yeah.
kind of make this small and square and then I could just kind of copy it. And then, there's a timestamp on it. And then I save it to my desktop and that becomes the day's post, right? What I like about this is that it forces you to be concise
Concise.
about what you're posting,
And it
right? Because
has
there's
like your branding, your name, your picture there. Yeah.
you're branding your name. Sometimes you have the date, whether you if you've cut it up that way. And I think this is actually really nice. I've kind of stopped doing this because I don't really want to use Twitter anymore, because of
Yeah. You
Elon
could use
and
Threads. You could use the
I could use Threads. Yeah,
alternative.
I could use Threads.
Yeah.
So this is basically the past workflow that I've been doing for like the last, 5 years or so. You can stop recording.